Till the first tenth left.
First tenth.
Dav Ches, hold on Dav Ches, hold on. Dav Ches. Dav Ches on top, hold on. You're holding Dav Ches from now. We're getting in the middle of the Shiloh. We brought down a loch from Yabishua, but from Nochum Hamodai. He was the one that said, Sher Lodim Tzrocha B'Shemei Tfilah. The question is, when you're saying Shemon Esrei, where is the best place for a person to ask for his own private needs? So he said you could say it in Shemei Tfilah. Now the Gemara is saying, in real it's a machlokes, when should we do this? Before we say the Shemon Esrei, or after we say the Shemon Esrei? So Gemara says like this. Everybody holds, last Gemara was, Kedarash Rev Simloi. Kedarash Rev Simloi. The Yerlam Yisad the Rodim Shul said, last Gemara again on Zayinim Abay, the bottom Gemara. Rem Sabloi said, Yerlam Yisad the Rodim Shvoche Shomokom, first you should give praises to Hashem, the Yakakaki Spalu, and then we say the Shemon Esrei, like we do really the first three brochis of Avos and Gvuros for praising Hashem, and then we say after Chon Rodim Daf, yes for ourselves. Now, Minoam, how do we know this from? Mimashu Rabbeinu. The Sivah says by Moshe, Hashem Elokim Atach Loitz Laharus is Atach Hasgavach. He talks about the greatness of Hashem, and then after that he says with Siv Basra, says after this, Eva Nov Era Esar Tatoivo, please let me go to Eretz Yisrael to see Eretz Yisrael. So after Moshe first praised Hashem, then he asked for his famous Bakosha, let me go to Eretz Yisrael. So Yeshua Sovar Yalfinim Moshe. Everybody learns out from Moshe. Just like by Moshe, first he was Nesadeh Shvachoi, then he said his tefillah. That's the way we do it. Reb Lazar Sovar, lo yafinim Moshe. We do not learn out from Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Shani Moshe, the Rav Gavrayu. Moshe was a great person. Moshe was close to Hashem. He was able really to praise Hashem truly. So for him it was fit to first praise Hashem and then ask for Bakoshes. But he holds a normal person is not that close. We can't go straight to praise Hashem. We have to first ask, well, like Rashi says, right, as a mastic yura, it looks like a balgaiva, like holiness. So yeah, that's his shita. However, the locher is, the chomer and the chom say, like you did, not like neither of them, el or rather, sher lodim tzrocha v'shemei tefillah. A person has a right to ask for his own needs by the bracha of shemei tefillah. In other words, the whole Shemon Esrei really is mainly shvach, praises to Hashem, and in Shemei Tfilah, that's where a person asks for his own needs. Om Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Halacha, what's Halacha? Sherlock is talking about Shemei Tfilah. It's in parentheses, we'll soon see why. Om Rav Yehuda, Bred Rav Shmuel Ba'Shelis, Mishmei the Rav. Alpha P. Shom, even though it was said, Sherlodim Tzrocha B'Shemei Tfilah, a person has a right to ask for his own personal needs when he's saying the Bracha of Shemei Tfilah, if he wants to, at the end of every bracha, let's say after Chon Lodom Das, the person is missing wisdom, he forgets a lot, he wants to ask for his own seichel, his own mind, so he's allowed to ask from it at the end of that bracha. Before you say the bracha Torah at the end of the bracha, you're allowed to ask for your own personal das, or your own personal refuah, or your own personal panosa. Throughout every bracha, you're allowed to put your own few words in there, what you're asking for yourself. And the place is before you end off the baruch. Like, if you want to say Refeinu, before you say, here you put in what you want to say, and then you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Refei, Chol Yam Yisrael. And we'll see, we pass it like this also. And Omer Abchi. What, right, we'll soon have three options. We'll soon say, Omer Abchia Barashi Yomarav, Afa P. Shomru, Sher Lodim Tzrocha V'Shemei Tfilah, Mashma, this everybody holds. That during the Bracha of Shemei, or Shema Kaleinu, if you'd want to ask for your own needs, you're allowed to. But he says, even though that's permissible, Im Yesh Lecholav Tech Beisoy, if you have a sick person in your house, Oyim Mevavarcha Schoilim, in the bracha of Rufeinu, you're allowed to stick in and put in your own bakasha, you're asking refuah for your own person that's sick in the house. The Tzarech Lefanosa, someone needs more money, he needs panosa. I'm a Beverchas Hashanim. When you're saying the bracha, Baruch Aleinu, at the end you say, Baruch Shneh Hashanim HaTevois, there you can add in as much as you want to ask for your own panosa. Now, Omer Yishua Ben Levi, Afa Pi Shom, even though it was said, Sher Lodim Tzrocha B'Shemei Tfilah, a person has a right to ask for his own needs during Shemei Tfilah. Av limbo loymer, achat tfilosai. If after you finish Shemon Esrei, this is the third option. After you say the bracha, bracha to Hashem, or bracha to Yisroel b'shalom, some people then say yil rotzim, and then we say l'kai nitzor. Now during this l'kai nitzor, or at the end of it, before you say yil rotzim a second time, if you say a second time, that's the place where you can add as much as you want, and as long as you want. And here you can add in, afilu kisei the Yom HaKippur Omer. Even if you want to add in all the bakoshes that we say in Yom Kippur, all the tshuva, the eslichas that we say then, the vidu we say then, if you want to, you can add it in at the end of Shemon Esrei. So really these are the three options we have, and all three are brought down malacha. The person has somebody sick in the house, when you are saying the bracha Rufenu, you can add in his name, ask the bakosh of him. If you want to, you can wait when you say the bracha Shemei Tzvila, and add in then a whole list of anything you want, even brachas that are not mentioned in Shemon Esrei. And the third option you have is, after you finish the bracha, HaMavarach HaSam Yisrael B'Shalom, then during the L'Kai Nitzar, then you could say as much as you want. Halacha is brought down, really, it depends upon how fast you daven. If you're a person, there's no problem, you're finished by the time the Shef Tzibah is about to say Kedusha, that you'll have no problems answering, then you can take the first two options. You can take your time while you're saying the brachas, and add into the brachas, and add into Shemei Tefillah. But if you're a person that you just finished the same time that's starting Shemon Esrei, then it's more advisable to wait to add in all your bakashas at the end of Shemon Esrei, when you're saying L'Kai Nitzor. Because then even if it will come the same time to say Kedusha, you're allowed to answer Kedusha, at least Kadosh and Baruch, when they're saying L'Kai Nitzor, when if you're up to L'Kai Nitzor. Therefore, if you're a person needs the time, you're better off waiting to add all your extra bakashas at the end of Shemon Esrei. But if you have no problem, you'll be finished with the Shef Tzibah anyway, you have the option, either one of these three are brought down halacha. By the way, we saw yesterday about the Chokhmah of a Minyan session. Yes. I saw yesterday the Miri says two pshatim. What Minyan means, one pshat he says is age, he says, for older. Second pshat he says, we said how many tamidim he has, how big of a congregation he has holding with him. Well, Mishnah says, V'eilu eideyim shleit chogim. These are the holidays of the goyim that we have to be careful not to do business with them. At least during the Mishnah 3 days before. So one is Kolando, one is Ustar Nuro, one is Ukarot Taisim. The Yom Genusia Shemolochim, the anniversary of a king when he was appointed. That's also a date. No, the anniversary when he was appointed. There's also a chag. They make then a chag for their Avodah Zarah, that they worship the Avodah Zarah then, therefore Jews should not do business with him in order to encourage him to worship the Avodah Zarah. The Yom HaLeidah's birthday, the birthday of the king. The Yom HaMisa, the day the king died, so the children that take over, they celebrate the Yom HaMisa of the father, so they make a Yom Chag then. Dibur Rebbe Meir, these are the words of Rebbe Meir. Bachomar Lechom say, by Misa depends. Kol Misa Shiesh Bosreifa, if when the king died, they burnt all his utensils, everything he used. They hold him for such a kodesh that they burnt everything he had. Then yesh bavras chavim. It means something to them, and then they'll worship the Avodah Zarah on his yahrzeit or afterwards. But for shame bosreif, if when the king died, they did not take the bother to burn all his utensils, his throne, his kelim that he used, his clothing, then ein bavras chavim. Then they do not worship the Avodah Zarah. And then the Yom HaMisa's yahrzeit is okay, a Jew would be allowed to do business with such a time. V'yom tikalacha, the day the king takes a special haircut, or else zakana, he cuts off his beard, trims it, ubloroyus, that type of a trim of the hair they used to have, like an Indian they used to have. They used to have the middle hair grow long, and the sides they would trim it, so when they would take such a haircut, or else v'yom sha'ola boy min ayam, if the king was saved and went over the ocean, or else v'yom shi'yotz v'beis hasurim, if the king was in jail, what kind of king that was, but he got released from jail, or else, it could even be, maybe not only a king, could be a yachid, this could be any private guy. Sometimes a private guy, if he was in jail, and when he comes out, he makes a big simcha, and by him, his simcha is, he's going to worship the Avodah Zarah. So for such a person, we're not allowed to do business with him 3 days before. V'yom v'kechavim, if a guy makes a wedding for his son, so for sure by the wedding he's going to be worshipped his Avodah Zarah. Therefore, in these last cases, it's only forbidden to do business with them, to make them happy the day that they celebrate. And only that person, the person that was freed from jail, the person that made it over the ocean, the person that's marrying off his son, that guy himself, you have to realize, on the yom, he got free, he makes his simcha, his happiness, he's going to worship the Avodah Zarah. So therefore, we'll do business and supply him with money or with animals, he's going to use it to worship the Avodah Zarah. So therefore, we have to refrain, but only the day itself. It's not such a big simcha, it's only a private simcha, so we do not have to refrain 3 days, it's enough just the day itself. What?
Omar Afkonin
bar Rova. Kalando Ches Yomimacha Tkufa. That comes out 8 days after the Tkufa of Teves. That in the middle of the winter, the first 8 days, I don't know if it's Christmas or not, I don't know exactly then, I'm not sure. But it's 8 days after the Tkufa. Satrunya is Ches Yomim Lefnei Tkufa. That's 8 days before the Tkufa, before the changing of the winter. V'simnecha, what's the sim that the Mishnah says, the later one first, of the Pasuk, Ocho V'kedem, Sartoni. And sometimes it mentions the later one, then the earlier one first. Tana Rabbanan, we'll explain with this. Why did they pick these days to be a Chag? Tana Rabbanan, Lefi Shiroh Odom Harishon, Yoyim Shemismayit Boilach. Odom Harishon saw the winter becoming, and he saw the days becoming shorter and shorter. So Omar Odom said to himself, Oy li, oy vei, Shema v'shvil shasarachti, Olam Cheshech Badi, because I did my first chet. I ate from the Eitz Hadas, maybe because of that the world is becoming black, dark, and eventually it's going to be no more day, like he sees the days are getting shorter, it's becoming darker and darker, more and more, maybe eventually it's only going to be dark, there'll be no more light at all, and the world will be destroyed again. And this was the death that was punished upon me. So Omar, he got up then, the Yoshav Ches Yom Betainis. For the first 8 days of the Tkufa, he started to fast. Over Tzfilin, started to daven. Now, Kivin Shiroh Tkufas Teves, he saw Tkufas Teves coming. That means at the end of the winter ready. For Rol Yom Shemarech, he saw the way the days started to become a little bit longer. Omar, now he understood and said, Min Hoga Shalalamu, this is the nature of the world. This is the way the world goes. That there are shorter days and longer days, winter and summer. So Holach v'yosa shmoyne yomim toivim. Then he went and made 8 days of yomtiv. But he felt happy now that it's not his fault, but that's the nature of the world. L'shon acheret the next year, osom li'elu li'elu yom toivim. He made both of them yom toivim, like he wanted to thank Hashem. At least I'm not sure, because it's not my fault. That's the way Hashem created the world, and we see differences in the world, so he felt happy with it. Therefore he made both. The 8 days before the Tkufa, and the 8 days after the Tkufa, Adam Rishon celebrated it. But he did it L'Shem Shemayim. What happened was, who kavam L'Shem Shemayim? But for him, his children afterwards, the Goyim afterwards, kavuim L'Shem Avonis Gachavim. They took it also to praise their gods. That's why it became a chag for the Goyim. So Bishlei Malaman Diyam B'Tishrei Nivram of the world was created in Tishrei. So Yoy Mezut Echazo, he was created at the end of the summer. So then, what he saw, the difference was, the days coming shorter. Yoyim Mezuti Chaza. Yoyim Aricha Kati Lechaza. But did not see the way the days were getting longer and longer. But the first born of Tishrei, that's after the long days already, and now the nights become shorter and shorter. The days become shorter and shorter. Ela Loman Diyama. The Nisan Nivrayla. But Chodim was first created in Nisan. Tinsoha Chazi La Yoyim Mezuta. The Yoyim Aricha. Those days were still not the longest yet. So he saw days becoming longer and longer. So it should have been the opposite. Yoyma Zute, Yoyma Richter, Devi Zute Kulihai, the Samaritan says, Devi Zute Kulihai Lechosi. True, he was born in Eastern. So he saw already short days then longer, but he still never saw such short days, very short days. So it came the next winter, when Mama said, at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it was dark already, he got frightened. He knows 7 it gets dark. Now it got dark at 5 already. He thought maybe it's because of me. Tana Rabbon, Yoim Shenivru Bo Yodim Rishon, the day that Odom was created, the first day, Kivan Sheshoko Lachama, when the first Shkia, that's the beginning of Shabbos, when it became nighttime, Omar right away Odom said to himself, Oy li Shevishvil Shasarachti Oylam Cheshech Badi, because of my Avera, the world is becoming black, the dark, the Yachsa Oylam the Telephone, the world will be destroyed again. The Zui Misa Shenik Tusol Amin HaShemayim, maybe this is my punishment, the death that was put upon me. So Hoya Yoshu Betainus. He sat down to fast, but comes out of a Shabbos, I'm not sure. He was fasting now on Shabbos. Oh boy, that's one of the parentheses, if he really fasted enough, maybe. Oh boy, he started to cry. Call aloud the whole night. The Chav and his wife Chavam, Boycha Kenegda was crying also opposite him. Kivon Shalom and Ashachas, and he cried the whole night. When it came the morning star came up, Omar, he saw light again, so he said, Min Hoga Shalomu, no, this is the nature of the world. This is the way Hashem created the world. So Omar, he got up and he felt happy. The Hikrib, sure, he brought a carbon to Hashem. He asked the question in Shabbos, how can it be in the Shabbos? I'm not sure. The Hikrib, sure, what? That its horns came out before its hooves. Like we know, the first shor that was created on Maaseh Bereishis, a complete. It wasn't the baby, it was complete born. So therefore, when it came out complete with its horns, and then came out this Pasoisa. The Pasuk says, V'seitav Lashem Mishor Par Makrin Mafris. That he was in, the Seitz Hashem, it should be good to Hashem, my power that I brought, that Makrin, its horn, was before its mafras, before its hooves. Remember Yudom HaShmuel, Shor Shehikriv Adam Rishon, this ox, Karen Achas Hoysaloi, it was a special ox, it only had one horn, the Netzach on its forehead. Shneur it says, the Seitz Hashem, Mishor Par, Makrin, well, since it's supposed to be without the Yud, Mikaren, you could read it. Makrin, Makrin, we read it, Makrin, Tarti Mashmas, Mashmas two horns. Omer Rav Nachum Yitzchak Mikaren Siv. It says without the Yud. We read it Makrin, but really it's written without the Yud. So if you read it the way it's written, it could read Mikaren. Mashmas different, it only had one horn. What the slipsness, I'm not sure. Rav Masna Rumi, he's like this. Omer Rav Masna, Roimi, Rome, Shosusa Kalandro, Bechol HaYoretz HaSmuchas Lo, Mishtabdois Lo. The question is, in Rome, they celebrate this Chag of Kalandra. In Rome, that's the Chag L'Avodah Zarah, so a Jew there is not allowed to do business the 3 days before. The question is, all the neighboring cities, they are Meshubedes Lo. They're under the rule of Rome. They themselves do not have this Chag, but they're under the rule of Rome. So what's the halacha? Oysan Ayaris, these outside cities, Asura Soimoteris, is it forbidden to do business with them? Because they're under the rule of Rome, so if they have any gain, it's very possible they'll bring their animal or sell it to a Roman, in living in Rome, and eventually they'll get to the Avodah Zarah. Or maybe they don't have to be afraid of that. It's only also to the people in Rome itself. But outside Rome, it's like a grum or a grum. It's a gur and a gurin. You don't have to be afraid so far. So, it's a machlekes. Asur samateris. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi yomah kalandur asur lakol hi. It's also for everybody, even the outside cities are also also. It's also for a Jew there to do business. Rabbi Yechonamano and Asur El Yavdeho, Bilvad, only to the city that the actual worship, the Avodah Zarah, only in Rome itself is it forbidden to do the business. But outside Rome it's permissible. Tono Kavos Rabbi Avinya Prut Rabbi Yechonam. It says, Alpha Pi Shamru Roimi, Osa Sokalandro, Bechola Yoras Asmuch Aslam, Shibed Aslam. Clearly, even though only Rome actually keeps the Chag, the outside cities do not. But they're only under the rule of Rome. He atzma ena asur el yavdeo. Still, this Chag of Kalandra is only forbidden to the people that actually worship it, to the people in Rome itself. Uvat. Now, satanlia v'kartusim v'yom genusa shomakeyem v'yom shumlach by melech. That these days, the days of the anniversary of the king. I thought that what's the next thing? The Yom Shumach by Melech. I thought that's the day they actually appoint him. And I wanted to Gnusa the anniversary, and Yom Shumach means the day they appoint him. So Lufon of Asa, it's also to do business the 3 days before, but Achra of Mut, for everybody holds, the 3 days afterwards is permissible. The Oive Kechovim Shosu Mishlu B'noi, if a guy makes a wedding, he marries off his own son, and Nasr Eloisa Yom V'yoisrish, it's only permissible, it's only forbidden that one day, and only to this person that's making the mishta, it's forbidden to help him along, to do business with him. Then because of your business, he'll go and be moida to the Avodah Zarah. Omer Rav Ashi, Afana Namitin, we also learn like this, Afana Namitinina, Tiptoni, it says in our mishnah, Yom Tegalachas, Zikloi, the day he trims his beard, Ubaluria, the day he takes a special trim, the haircut. The Yom Shalabim and Ayam, the day that a guy is saved, he made it over the ocean. The Yom Shiyotz the Beis Asurim, a day that a guy was released from jail. And so that day he makes a chag, he worships his Avodah Zarah. Therefore, Nasa'ela Oysa Yom Bovad, the Oysa Ish. Says clearly it's only forbidden this one day, and only with this one guy, this one person that you know today, he's going to worship the Avodah Zarah. So it's like this. It's good why the Mishnah has to say it's only forbidden this one day. Teach me that the days before or the days afterwards are permissible. Okay, that's a Hiddish. I would have thought maybe days before also he's thinking about his escape. Or days afterwards he's still happy and he'll still thank his Avodah Zarah. So he's telling me now only the day itself. Okay. They tell me it's only forbidden to do business with this one person, the Chorb Shita. Lafukimai. Well, who else? One person now was released from jail. So it's his chag. It's not the rest of the guy. They don't celebrate it. So Pshita's only forbidden to this one person. What do you have to tell me everybody for? So my lot, isn't it? Lafuke Mishavdov. Mishavdov. It means to teach us even his avodim, the people under him, his slaves, that have to worship him, even for them it's permissible to do business. Shemamina, that's a proof. That the Yom Chag is only yosa to the people that actually celebrate it, that worship the Avodah Zarah like in Rome. Only the Romans, they themselves keep this day. But the outside cities that are only mishubit to Rome, they're only under their rule, but they themselves do not keep the Chag, for them it's permissible to do business. Katie, now, Tani will learn this, so be Shmuel Aina. Yisrael Shabbachutzlar. A Jew that lived outside Eretz Yisrael, sometimes he's misled and it can be considered like he worshipped Avodah Zarah. B'tayra, he doesn't even realize he's doing anything wrong. He thinks he's doing something right, and it could come out here in America you could be worshipping Avodah Zarah. I don't know if it's applied today. I'm not sure. Case, what's the case? A guy makes a wedding for his son. Now, I'm not sure if this applies today. Of course, plus is going in connection to the Mishnah, that at that time the guy for sure was worshipping Avodah Zarah today. Like for sure, his happy day of the wedding, he for sure is there with his Avodah Zarah worshipping him. In such a case, the Zimen Kol Yehudim Shibiron, the mayor of this town is making a wedding. He invited everybody in the town, he invited all the Jews also. Even though they have their own mashgiach there, they have glad kosher there. The shoyes to Mishlem, they have kedem wines there. They have their own OU wines. They have their own waiters taking care of them. No bishlakum. And I'm midlifneim. They have their own tables. Still, since they're by this simcha, that the guy himself, the Bala simcha, is worshiping the Avodah Zarah here, and so malaleim akos the pasuk puts upon them kilu ochlo mizivcha neisim. Still, as if you yourself ate from the korban, from this zevach that the guy brought. Shinemet says, the korah lecho, they will call to you, mashal, they will invite you to the chasno, v'yachal to mizivcha, and you'll eat from the zevach. So, could be, right. It's not brought down silly there, he had an Avodah Zarah there, but could be. The Yemen Mor says, maybe the pasuk only means, adi yachal, maybe only to eat from the korban. See, it's mashmeh that we're talking about that they brought a korban. I don't know if it applies today. So maybe it's only if they eat from the korban. Oh, my Rava, in Cain is so, name a korban, yachal to mizimchoy. Let the pasuk say right away, you're eating from their korban, their Avodah Zarah. My, why does the pasuk start off with the words, the korban lechor, mashma mishas kriya, from the invitation alone. The fact you're invited, the invitation itself, once you attend such an affair, that they're bringing Avodah Zarah is there, they're bringing Korban is there, it's malolo kilu, you yourself ate from the Korban. Hilkach, therefore, kol tlin, look like this, kol tlasin yaymin, 30 days, Rashi,